sharpen up and boozy blow his tongue. Nights on the road, he led a bachelor's life with the bright short blaze of a shooting star. But he soaked some homers, yeah, for one game, when the ball was dead and the fences far. He get Joe and let him weigh you down. He get Joe and let us weigh you down. July 1903 at 3:33. For him, that was a little bit under par. On the second, he jumped the team and jumped the train from Detroit to New York. Went straight for the dining. Was boosting it up, could they say? Laugh and curse and shout and generally Delahanting in the bar. At Fort Erie, Ontario, he got bumped from the train. Went out on the International Bridge, but he didn't get too far. He get Joe and let us weigh you down. He get Joe and let us weigh you down. Seen a man ended up with his bowler hat. Heard a splash, but he didn't see him fall. For a week, no one heard a clue of him. What does it do to question death when it makes a mad call? But I don't think he killed himself. I think some strange notion drew him to Niagara Falls. Crossed the great curve of day and night, like the perfect arc of a high fly. For Dave and Linda, yeah. giving Big Ed the proper weight, just the perfect amount of weight.
Really, just enough sag in the pants.